Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Monica, host of From Heartbreak to Healed. I'm a life coach for women. I'm a wife, a mama, a granny, and a Christian. I help women turn their heartbreak into joy. After walking my own infidelity journey, it has become my passion to help guide you on your journey. This podcast is for the woman who is ready to heal her heartbreak and find joy on the other side. Let's get started. I thought it seemed appropriate to do another episode of Suffering as we are in Holy Week. And so I have done an episode on suffering called Beautiful Suffering. It's episode number 18. So if you're just joining the podcast and you haven't gone back, that'll be part one of my, it was kind of a deep dive into my thoughts on suffering and why we have suffering. And so you can go back and listen to that. But today I wanted to take a little bit of a different, I just wanted to take a minute and chat with you about suffering, because I think so often we can get in this place of thinking that we shouldn't have suffering, and suffering is wrong, and suffering is something that happens to us, and it's bad, and it's all of these things. And I just don't know if I believe that anymore. And, you know, we see suffering all the time of, you know, watching children who are sick, children with cancer, and you think, why in the world would they have to suffer? Or for us, it's, you know, experiencing infidelity in our marriage. And it's like, why does my marriage have to contain this suffering? But I put a reel out this week. I was listening to one of my favorite Catholic voices in the Catholic world is Father Mike Schmitz. And he puts his homilies on a podcast every week. And so I love to listen to his homilies. And I was listening to his Palm Sunday homily just this week, and he had said some words that were really, really powerful. And when he said them, they brought instant tears to my eyes, because they took me right back to my pain in the infidelity, to that time in my life that was seemingly so painful, where the suffering was so hard and so deep, and it felt like there was no way out of it. And it was a reminder of that for me. But what he said was, suffering is salvific, pain is powerful, and failure is fruitful. And that is so true. And until you can like embrace that and see that as even being possible, then the suffering you just kind of endure the suffering. And so let's talk for a minute about this idea of suffering is salvific. First of all, what the heck does salvific mean? I was like, okay, I know this has to do with salvation, but another way to say it could be suffering is redeemable, suffering is salvational, and I just, with my whole heart, believe that to be true. And as we think about, as we're walking in Holy Week, and you know, Holy Week is all about the suffering of Jesus, and we're reminded over and over again of his suffering, of his dying on the cross for us, of his fasting for 40 days, of his walk to the cross, of being beaten and falling three times and crowned with thorns and all of these things. And I just think there's something sweet and special about bringing our suffering alongside of Jesus's suffering. And so if there's nothing else that you can do with your suffering this week other than to bring it alongside of Jesus's, let that be enough. But, you know, Jesus's suffering was redemptive, and our suffering can be redemptive too. And maybe you've had a hard couple years, or maybe you've had a hard couple months, or maybe you just found this podcast and you've just had a hard couple days. But maybe listening to this podcast, maybe this Holy Week season, this Holy Week year for you is the one where God is saying that you're healed and you're redeemed and you're going to bask in the joy of what life has to offer you. Because God is on your side. He's always on your side. And when we learn to be obedient to him, then our suffering is salvific. Our suffering has meaning. Our pain has purpose. our failure becomes fruitful. And I'm a living, walking, breathing example of that. What I've been able to do with my suffering, I sometimes stand back and think, really, God, this was your plan all along? Like, you knew that you had to walk me through that valley to get me up to the hill, to get me to be a spokesperson for you? Because the Monica 20 years ago, who just for the first time figured out that her husband was being unfaithful, wouldn't be standing at a microphone talking about Jesus' suffering. She wouldn't be at a microphone talking about anything, but she for sure wouldn't be boldly speaking of Jesus. And if I hadn't been willing to believe that my suffering could be salvific, I would still be stuck in my suffering. If I hadn't been willing to believe that my pain had a purpose and that my pain could be powerful, I would still be stuck in my suffering. If I wasn't willing to carry the belief that my failure, my marriage failure, could produce fruit, I'd still be stuck in my suffering. And sometimes it's the willingness to believe that's the hardest part. But here's what I know. I was willing to believe. And today, because I was willing to believe that my suffering could be redemptive, that it could be salvific, I am changing the lives of hundreds, I would like to think thousands of women. I'm a voice for their weary souls. I'm a beacon of hope for their aching hearts. And none of that would be true if I hadn't endured some kind of suffering that would bring me here. None of that would be true if I hadn't allowed my pain to create a purpose in my life. And I want you to believe that too. You don't have to get to the place where you become a mentor for women and you preach on a podcast and you do all these things. I'm not saying that that's the only way to redeem your suffering. I'm not saying you have to do what I do. But can you believe that your suffering can be redemptive? Can you believe that your suffering can be salvific? So how do we do that? How do we get to this place of that belief? Well, one of the ways you do that is you become obedient to God. You start to lean back into your intuition. You start to trust that the little whispers that are coming to you, the ideas, the opportunities, are from Him. And you follow them even when they don't make sense. Getting divorced did not make sense to me. And yet I knew that I was being obedient to God. I knew it with every fiber of my being because I had allowed myself to be open to what He was saying to me. I was willing to look for God in places in my life that would lead me to the answers. I was willing to sit in the pain until it provided me a purpose. And my purpose has evolved over time. At first, it was just to get divorced and then to heal my kids and I. And then it was to create a really, really strong family unit, my kids and I. And I'm so proud of what we created. I'm so proud of the priorities that I set in place for us as this new family of four. And then, still with not a lot of understanding, God was calling me into a new relationship and into a new marriage. And there was a part of my heart that kept saying, really, God? I'm Catholic. We don't do this. We don't get divorced and get remarried. We just stay unmarried. And yet God just kept sending me signs and I kept being obedient. And it has given me the greatest blessings of my life. And then he called me to start sharing my story and just start walking this journey with women. That one, I will admit, was hard to be obedient to, but I listened and I showed up and I became vulnerable and I shared my story. And most recently, God has called me to be obedient in a way that goes against every business coach's suggestions that I've ever been given. Every business coach I've ever hired has said to do exactly the opposite of what I'm about to do. And yet there's a knowing, there's a feeling, there's a certainty in my heart that I am being obedient to God. And in obedience, we are rewarded. And it doesn't always make sense. So when I launch my new program on May 1st, I know I am being obedient to my calling. I know that my role right now in the world is impact over income. I know that this inexpensive opportunity for women to radically heal from infidelity is what God is asking of me. And once again, my suffering is being salvific. My suffering is being redeemed because it's going to be redeemed in every single woman who says yes to my program. And every time a woman says yes to my program, my pain is turned into power. And my failure is becoming fruitful. So lean in, listen close, love God with your whole heart, and let Him speak to you. Let Him show you where He wants your suffering to lead you. Just a quick reminder that my brand new program launches on May 1st. I will be opening it up in April to the people on my wait list at an even lower reduced price, and calling that my creator circle as we build out part of the program. So be sure to, if you are interested in learning more, you want to know what this program is, then be sure to check the show notes. I've got a way to get on the wait list there. And let's get your suffering to be salvific too. Have a blessed Easter, friend. That wraps up today's episode. I would love for you to leave a rating with a review. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the other ways that you can hang out with me. If you're looking for more one-on-one help in your healing journey, I'm opening a few more spots for coaching. You'll get 12 weeks of one-on-one coaching with me, specific to your needs. You will also get a copy of my Joy Creator Journal, which is literally worth its weight in gold. Fill out the interest form in the show notes and I'll be in touch. Let's get you on the path to creating massive amounts of joy. Much love, Monica. And remember, joy comes in the morning.